Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM AM 1020 News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Some of the things people talking about: protests in front of the county executive's home last night in Allegheny County because of, well, that vaccine mandate and possibly firing employees that do not abide by the mandate. That's what some people are talking about here in Allegheny County. Also, Larry, coming up after the 7 o'clock news, we'll talk to a state senator who has a plan to collect those $104 million worth of tolls that were not collected.
Yeah, that's a fail. They need to fix that, and they need to fix it in a hurry.
And, of course, yesterday we had my podcast with Rabbi Myers of the Tree of Life Congregation, talking about how much he loves Pittsburgh, and he's so grateful for it. He really loves this town.
Also, 11:59 p.m., about 6 hours ago, baseball owners locked out the players. So what is that going to mean? We'll talk about that, too. And tonight is a big night. If you like to laugh, Sebastian Maniscalco packing the PPG Paints Arena.
He's another person that loves Pittsburgh.
He loves Pittsburgh. He was here a couple of years ago, sold out the Benenum two straight nights, and never forgot it.
I remember coming to Pittsburgh that last time, and my opener, Pat McGann, we were talking about the show afterwards, and I was like, my God, I don't think I've ever had quite a response in a city the way I had in Pittsburgh. That crowd was amazing. I mean, we still talk about it to this day. And coming out of the pandemic, and I just did Fort Myers, Florida, seven shows, and people were, I mean, you could tell people, they've been cooped up. They've been dying to laugh. They lost their job. They lost a family member. They're looking for a release. They don't want to hear about politics or this or that. And I stay away from all that. So they're just looking to, like, detach for an hour and a half. And the people have been unbelievably receptive.
Well, you were cooped up as well, just like everybody else. So when you get back on stage, is it like a burst of energy? Are you also unleashing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking it, you know, not that I took it for granted before COVID, but, you know, you do your show, you go on to the next city, you do your show and what have you. And then when it gets taken away from you for 16 months and then you reinsert yourself back into it, for me, I'm really, really enjoying this a lot more than I have ever before, because knowing it could be ripped away from you at any second, you got to really relish those moments you have on stage. Because if someone would have told me that there's going to be a virus that rips through the country and you're going to have 20 or whatever, 16 months off, I would have said, yeah, right. And it happened. So, yeah, I'm up there, and I'm having a ball, more fun than I ever had with it before the pandemic, so it's been great.
And he's not just a stand-up, as you pointed out, Kevin.
You're talking about family. You've been able to transition from comedy into acting as well, and part of your family, you starred in The Green Book.
It's funny. I got an opportunity to be in two movies back-to-back that were nominated for an Academy Award, one Academy Award in Green Book, and it's been really, really an amazing experience in the film business. I just finished a movie out in Alabama for 2 months called About My Father, which I co-wrote, and Robert De Niro plays my dad, and it's a comedy. It's basically a relationship that stems around a father and a son, loosely based on my life. And, I mean, if you would have told me in 1998 when I moved out of here from Chicago that my father would be played by Robert De Niro and my father is on set teaching Robert De Niro how to do highlights on hair because my dad's a hairstylist and De Niro wanted to be as authentic as he possibly could. So I got my dad on set in Alabama teaching De Niro how to do highlights. I'm like, what? What's going on here? So it's been nuts.
Should be a great show tonight. PPG Paints Arena, Sebastian Maniscalco. Also, Frank Caliendo, stand-up comedian, is going to be at the Carnegie in Homestead Music Hall tonight. So you got a twofer.
Take your pick.
Yeah, and Frank used to come in studio when he first started out. The first person he started imitating was John Madden, you know? And then he came one day and he started his George Bush and he saw our call letters, K-D-K-A.
You're talking about family. You've been able to transition from comedy into acting as well.
Pull the volume down there. There you go.
Yeah, Kadika, K-D-K-A.
Hey, man, that's the George W. Bushification of stuff, you know?
That was funny.
We could have trumped it. It's we would have just called it Trump. That's what we would have called it for me. And we're doing a tremendous job.
The Madden thing is crazy, too, because did you see they're doing a big documentary on him for Christmas on Fox? For the Fox, I don't know if it's the Fox pregame show or what. A huge thing about John Madden. I don't think I did anything for it, but I don't remember.
They shafted you.
No, I think it's probably better. You know, John, why does John Madden want me?
You know, when you say the things you say and you do the things you do and you, I mean, you know,
because I do stuff like that. And then people are like, oh, I don't know if Frank Caliendo should have been involved in this.
Did Madden get mad at you for imitating him where other people would say, I heard you say, but it was you saying it, not him?
Yeah, well, he would get upset because I would say things and sound so close to him that, you know, he'd be like, people get confused if it's me saying things or if it's him saying things or, you know, and when you don't know who's saying it, you don't know. I'm like, well, could you imagine now with, you know, the deep fake technology and stuff like that? And I think my head just exploded.
Frank Caliendo, so should be a fun night. I kind of wish I was going to one of the two shows. I'd go to either. Would be nice to just sit and laugh, Kevin. We all need a laugh. You need a laugh?
Absolutely. I need a massage. That's what I need. I'll take the laugh, but I need a massage.
I love that. There are so many firsts in Pittsburgh. Not to mention the world's first commercial radio station, KDKA 101 years old.
Andy Masick's the best. He sort of keeps that torch of Pittsburgh first burning brightly. Love that segment.
He's the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, and he did a sit-down Kevin Battle 101 that you can access at kdkradio.com.
Yes, and this week's was Rabbi Jeffrey Myers of the Tree of Life Congregation. Last week was the new CEO of the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium. And Larry, you know, murder gets you low bail in some places, but guess what serious assault on public trust gets you no bail? And it involves pirates in a way. The pirates in a way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll have details coming up just after the 6:30 news.
This is like one of those mind meld things.
Oh, yeah. We'll tie it all together.
Brain teaser. The power of gratitude is right, and we'll talk to Rick Dayton, 8:20 this morning at 6:38, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Hey, we were talking about the Omicron variant. You know, everybody's talking about that. News really pumping that up. The doctor who originally discovered or unveiled this Omicron variant had an editorial out the other day saying, little surprised at the overreaction to this variant. It's pretty amazing.
It has been significant. And when you shut down travel to other countries, like Japan's not letting anybody in now, right?
Yeah. And she said, as the chair of the South African Medical Association and 35 years of good standing, I've seen a lot in my medical career, but nothing has prepared me for the extraordinary global reaction that met my announcement this week that I had seen a young man in my surgery who had a case of COVID that turned out to be the Omicron variant. She said people just freaked out and unnecessarily got crazy about it. She said she doesn't know how it's going to react in older people. She doesn't know what the symptoms are going to be. She said what she has seen is that the person who she saw it in or discovered it in didn't even know. He thought he may have just had a cold after being out in the sun too long after exercising, you know. And she said it was just muscle soreness and a slight cough.
Well, the big news yesterday was for the first time in California, in the U.S., it was discovered from somebody who had just traveled from South Africa, and they had suspected it's here. But
yeah.
What is it, and what's the difference between Delta and Omicron? We'll find out,
right. And there were some protests in front of the county executive's home yesterday in Allegheny County because of the plan, the mandate to get vaxxed or get gone. They're trying to figure out what to do with those people. They say, well, I guess it was just under 10% of the 500 employees from the executive branch of the county that did not get vaccinated or may not have shown proof of vaccine. So what's going to happen? You're going to fire them? I disagree with firing them. I think there's a negotiation to be made there. I think that, you know, why fire an able-bodied person? You may not agree with them. Is that why you're firing them? No. If that's not the reason you're firing them, if they can do their job, let them keep doing their job. Wear a mask, put a shield on, pay your own health benefits until the pandemic's over, whatever. There's always a negotiation.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald told Marty Griffin yesterday morning,
so by tonight, they'll be going through that process, and those folks that have not submitted that paperwork and haven't submitted the online stuff to say they've been vaccinated will be notified, and quite frankly, they'll be disqualified for being employees of Allegheny County.
So we'll see how that shakes out.
It's a variant of concern for the World Health Organization, and we'll figure out what exactly it's doing and how it's reacting in people's bodies. And, you know, I was talking about the county and firing, what, 50 people maybe, you know, vaccinated and unvaccinated, you can still spread COVID-19.
They're disqualified.
That's changed. It was terminated before. Now it's disqualified. So we'll figure out exactly what
that
means. Keep
that in mind down the road. If someone comes to us and says, Larry, Kevin, you guys are disqualified.
Okay, thank you. Here's my swipe card.
Speaking of disqualified, Major League Baseball at 11:59 p.m. last night let their collective bargaining agreement expire. They are locked out. So the owners unanimously voted. They're locking out the players. And that hasn't happened since 1995. Mm-hmm.
It's collusion. They're trying to keep us from Bradenton.
But that was a work stoppage in the form of a strike.
Okay.
So that's the players through the labor union strike.
This is management saying,
let's talk. This is management saying,
it's funny they want to talk after they just gave out a couple of 10-year, $325 million contracts. Now they want to talk. Interesting.
And it's hard for the rest of us to even imagine when Starling Marte got... How many millions?
4 years, $78 million.
Really?
For the Mets.
And
he was washed up. We got rid of him. Now he's 4 years, $78 million. Found a fountain of youth, apparently. So good for him. Good for him. Hey, in Waukesha, Wisconsin, one of the teenagers who was mowed down by that guy driving a car through the parade was released from the hospital yesterday. He still has to relearn how to walk. He's still in bad shape, but he's alive and at home today. And Larry, you were talking about these porch pirates, these package delivery guys, people that come to your house.
Yes.
You know them all in your neighborhood.
I do.
There's one that folks in Mount Washington wish they'd never met. This woman dressed as a FedEx worker and then would walk up and steal packages off of porches. And this all went down on Package Protection Day, National Package Protection Day. Yesterday was a holiday, buddy. So she's busted, 50-year-old woman. Busted in Mount Washington. She was denied bail. Denied bail.
Wait,
she sits in the Allegheny County Jail.
So the guy that ran through the parade and killed 8 people and injured over 60 prior to that tried to run his wife over, allegedly, but was out on bail. And this 50-year-old woman who stole a package, allegedly, gets no bail.
Yeah, she took 2 packages. The homeowner said they're worth about $220. She's denied bail. See, different cities, different rules.
We'll let you make the call on that. Boy, this has been a real roller coaster ride, especially in the past week on Wall Street.
Oh, my gosh. Down, down, down. Jamie, Meredith, bring us up.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, more down news, gentlemen. COVID worries continue to put pressure on the market as the first Omicron case has been discovered in the U.S. The Dow dropped over 400 points, 461 points, 1.3%. The Dow was pulled down by a nearly 12% drop in Salesforce after the company released a disappointing earnings outlook. Boeing dropped nearly 5% on potential travel disruptions due to this COVID outbreak. NASDAQ fell the worst, down 1.8%, 283 points. Communications sector was one of the largest drops, pulling the NASDAQ down. S&P fared slightly better than most, down just more than 1%, 53 points. Data out yesterday was generally positive. Manufacturing activity still running at a good clip, which is a good sign, despite manufacturers fighting with supply chain worries, transportation, labor constraints. And there is good, strong optimism with manufacturers. So that is a good sign as well. Also signs that the supply chain could be easing. There was a record 111 cargo ships spinning in circles out of the West Coast ports. That number is down into the 60s, so very good news there. Housing starts had a little bit of a slowdown, but still remains very, very strong. Good news is futures are higher as we start the day. Dow futures up 266, NASDAQ future up 44. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings us at 9:30.
Thanks, Jamie. We'll talk again tomorrow. Your Money in You Morning Report with Heffron Tillotson, Senior Vice President Jamie Meredith.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.